This is CliffCentral.com.
It is time for us to check in on Rich Mulholland, only because we're worried about his mental health. We do this every week. Actually, it's not for us, it's for him. People don't know that. They think that it's an opportunity for us to hear some of the wisdom from Rich, but actually, we're just making sure he's not doing anything dangerous. Rich Mulholland, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Did you hear any of that, by the way?
I just got the very last sentence.
Okay, good. Good.
Crap. What did he say?
Now you'll have to go and listen to the intro on the podcast.
Oh, dear me.
All right, go on. What do you got for us today?
So, I'm going to read poetry to you today, which is the thing.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think we do that enough. So, I go to this conference a few weeks ago, and it's called an unconference. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that conferences are terrible. Therefore, let's create a conference that doesn't act like a conference at all.
Okay.
And I don't want to sound unappreciative, because this is one of these all-expenses-paid things, and you arrive there, and it's nice, and it was lovely seeing lots of cool people. However, the conference was terrible.
Oh, really?
And the reason the conference was terrible is because it was an unconference. Because their whole argument was that, well, conferences are dull and boring. Therefore, why don't we try to change this up a little bit and let anybody arrive at any time and write their name on a whiteboard, and then they can talk about something and you can choose to go and see this. And instead of bringing in these experts from outside, what we have is people, you know, can just stand up and share anything they're passionate about. Turns out this is not a recipe for good, right? And here's the thing that I want to get across is that conferences aren't bad. Bad conferences are bad. There are amazing conferences, and actually the hallmark of the good ones are not that people prepare less, it's that they prepare more.
Yes.
And it is not that they're curated less, it's that they're curated more. And so what's happened is we're getting into this idea of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, where we're creating work, we're saying that we don't like thing A, and instead of fixing it, we're just trying to completely reinvent it, and I think that's problematic.
Yeah, it's like so much in society these days. People are, instead of finding ways to improve on a model that they're not entirely satisfied with, they throw out the baby with the bathwater and decide that everything is crap and the whole thing must be demolished. And that usually leads to a whole lot more unhappiness, not less.
Yeah, it's actually, and I mean, it's going to sound like I'm blowing smoke up your eyes, except that it's the truth. It's why I like what you did with Cliff Central. You see, everybody else said radio is dead. Let's listen to podcasts or things like this. And their argument was the one medium is not good. Therefore, we should do something else completely different. Whereas what you said is the one medium is not good enough. Let's make it better and fix it. And I think that has to be the approach. Why are we throwing out this entire format? There's something beautiful and amazing about it, and I understand that there will be an evolution over time. Mm-hmm. But it's about making, if you don't like something about something, make the best version of that.
Yeah. Yeah, improve, yeah. Don't destroy.
Yeah, you know, in presentations, and I actually remember ranting about this once, maybe years ago, quite near the beginning, and I spoke about, people talk about death by PowerPoint. You know, and as I always say, blaming PowerPoint for a bad presentation is like blaming a pan for the bad meal. Like, it's not the tool's fault. Just mm-hmm. be better at how you use it. Anyway, so, I'm reminded. So when I was young, my mom and dad went to a John Denver show when he was in the UK. And years later, they released a video of the show, and my parents had it, and we all watched it. And in it, he recited a poem, which was quite bizarre. And it's a poem that I've never forgotten. It's fairly long, so I picked like three or four verses. I just wanted to read to you guys now.
Cool.
But I think it's really cool, and I think it's one of these things that stuck with me for, I don't know, 35-odd years, that I figure it's worth hearing just to remember. So here we go. It says, I'll tell you the name of it afterwards. Mm-hmm. 'Twas a dangerous cliff, as they freely confessed, though to walk near its edge was quite pleasant. But over the side it slipped a duke and a prince, and it fooled many a peasant. The people all said something had to be done, but their projects did not at all tally. Some said, put a fence around the edge of the cliff. Others, an ambulance down in the valley. A collection was made to accumulate aid, and dwellers in highways and alleys gave pounds and pence, not to furnish a fence, but an ambulance down in the valley. Said one in his plea, it's a marvel to me that you'd give so much greater attention to repairing the results than to curing the cause, when we'd much rather aim at prevention. He's wrong in the head, the majority said. He would end all our earnest endeavors. He's the kind of jerk that would end our good work, but we will support it forever. Don't we pick them all up just as quick as they fall and treat them with care liberally? Why a superfluous fence is of no consequence when an ambulance runs in the valley? That's the name of the poem, by the way. The name of the poem is The Ambulance Down in the Valley.
Beautiful.
And I think this so perfectly captures what people try to do. They try to constantly run these ambulances down in the valley instead of building fences at the top of cliffs. And I think Cliff Central, I just got that. I can't believe. Shit. I should have worked on that better beforehand. That would have been beautiful. Anyway, I think that that's what we have to do, is that we have to try and build better fences. And if you look at something that's broken, don't immediately attack and come up with alternatives. Sometimes it's cool to look at it and say, I wonder if there's a better way we can do this. And actually improve on things rather than just fix them after they break. And I think that this is what this conference should have done. Instead of going out there and throwing out all the format that they felt could have broken something, they should have rather just looked and found good, smart people willing to share information in a smart way. And I think they would have had a captivated audience, like the amazing ones like TED and PopTech do.
Yeah.
So that's my thought.
I love it.
Build better fences.
I love it. It reminds me also of the fact that we're living in a time now where people are trying to reevaluate some of the stuff we've been doing as humans for centuries. And they're saying, well, there might be a better way. And sometimes we do find a much better way of doing things, but sometimes we also throw out some stuff that's pretty damn good and time tested and has evolved and changed slowly and gently over generations that still has enormous value. So we've got to be careful not to throw out everything.
Yeah, I think we're impatient. We think that we can change everything quickly, but a lot of changes through the ages have occurred so slowly.
Yeah, like a glacier.
Yes.
All right.
For sure, and I think that we should be looking to constantly improve, right? There's no doubt of that.
Sure.
I just don't think as soon as we find something that we think is not perfect. Therefore, and funny enough, this goes to a lot of popular opinion of people nowadays. If everything, like the Kevin Hart thing you guys discussed earlier, you know, if you say one thing bad, therefore you must be the enemy. And I know that's quite a leap, but it's that mindset that I think is broken.
I couldn't agree more. What a lovely thought. And thank you for that poem. It's brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Very nice. Thank you, Rich. Rich Mulholland, everybody. Reality check on a Monday.
This is CliffCentral.com.